News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Theresa May returns to London with the somewhat arduous task of getting MPs to pass the EU-endorsed Brexit deal. Let's get some reactions to yesterday's Brussels summit.
Today we have, in fact, reached a fair and balanced agreement with the UK. This is the best deal possible given the circumstances.
Ahead of us is the difficult process of ratification as well as further negotiations.
So I will take this deal back to the House of Commons. I will make the case for this deal with all my heart, and I look forward to that campaign.
An agreement, 500 pages long, that 28 member states can sign up to. Nobody has that. So what's on the table is the only deal that's on the table.
OK, joining us to discuss this further is Ir Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Bertie, it's all down to Westminster now and the Prime Minister's negotiating skills. How does Theresa May get this through the House of Commons?
Well, I think she's probably might not be a bit more confident than I think she would have had over the last few months. She now has her 585-page document. She has the political declaration of a vision on the future relationship. I think her next step is to start that lobbying, which she's already done with her letter yesterday to the general public. And her ministers, for the first time, her ministers who are on side at least, out visibly fighting the case over all of the news and radio casts over the weekend. I think she's also, I think, a number of cards to play apart from the Westminster to try and play the persuasion game. She's due to get an economic assessment published by the Treasury. I think it's this week. Some report said it's this week, others said it's next week. But it certainly will be out in plenty of time. That's going to set out, you know, very clearly what the figures are against this deal, a no deal, or any other deal. And I think we all know that all the assessments will be negative, but her deal will come out the most positive. We've had the governor of the central bank, I think, he's already on side on this, but he obviously is going to play a big part to it. And I think she's broadly going to win a lot of support from in Northern Ireland, you have the trade unions, the farmers, you have the employers, you have the CPI in England. So I think she's broadened the base, and as it comes up to Christmas, and I suppose the ordinary public will take their mind off Brexit and move on to Christmas issues, I think she thinks she can get it through. Now, she's a long way short, but I do think people will start looking at the difficulties of a no-deal Brexit. And, you know, I wouldn't rule out Diddy, as we know in politics, it's the art of the possible.
Now, you've negotiated a few difficult deals in your time and got legislation through the Dáil that was kind of tight at different times. Her best tactic, I mean, is it to kind of go over the heads of the MPs and appeal to the people and hope that they will in turn put pressure on their MPs? Is that how you would play it?
I think it's both. She's obviously going to play, I think, both lines. First of all, she's going to get the information out. You know, facts are a great help in all of these issues. And when people understand the process, and the process, Shane, is fairly clear. If this goes through, they have a relatively stable and comfortable enough few years ahead for the UK economy. If this doesn't go through, they're into uncertainty. I mean, what did they do? I think she'll be pointing out that you can extend Article 50 if there's no deal. And that'll just push the uncertainty for business and everybody out further. She would get an agreement on an extension of Article 50, but where does that get you? And while her figures are challenging, I think the whips will be working one by one on groups. And, you know, she has disadvantaged that Jacob Rees-Mogg looked very strong 3 weeks ago. He looked extremely strong. But then when he called on the troops, his troops, to stand up and sign the no confidence vote, it looks as if he didn't have half of what we were told all year that he had in the so-called 78 or 79. He didn't seem to have 40. So I'd say the whips will be chipping away at his group. They'll also be working on the DUP. I don't think that's over yet. I mean, the DUP's position, you know, I think there'll be some effort made to reverse that. I don't think they'll just let that 10 votes, because plus 10 minus 10 is 20 votes. And on the other side, then, the public debate, pointing out the economic assessment, I think will be a factual document by the Treasury showing that if they go down the no-deal road, where they're heading for. And that's all trouble.
You seem to be, because there has been, I suppose, the narrative, let me put it like that, at the moment is she won't get this through on the first time, that there might be a chance she'll get it through at the second time of asking. You seem a little more upbeat that she can get this through the House of Commons at the first time of asking.
Yeah, I think certainly she has to. I'm trying to put myself in her shoes, as I usually do in negotiations. And she's a fair few pluses now, Shane. Like, as I said, she has her 585-page document. She has a political vision on the future relationship. A few weeks ago, people were saying the future relationship, there would be no document put on the table until after Britain had left the EU. Now she has a vision document. Okay, it might have contradictions and it might be vague, but she has that. So I think it's I think there's a lot of pluses on our side now. Okay, the numbers are still short, but she has an effort to campaign and to campaign successfully.
Just finally, Iarr Taoiseach, for people listening this morning, obviously the big fear we have here is a hard Brexit. That fear has not gone away by any stretch. But do you think it's less likely that we'll have a hard Brexit now than maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago?
I do, and there's a number of points. I think there's two very important points to look at this one. Barnier is saying if this deal gets through, maybe you have to look at a longer-term future relationship. He's now talking about putting back the for 2 years, so you'll be back up to 2022. That means the present arrangements last to 2022, that the customs arrangement stays till that period. So, you know, that pushes the idea of the backstop having to take effect till 2022. And the last point I'd make, if the DUP and the parties in the North, if they want to really play a big role for the next few years and to be part of these talks, what they need to do is at the beginning of 2019, is get the institutions up, because that will allow them a real say, which they haven't had for the last few years, to be able to negotiate their part in the future relationship and to be able to talk about where we go from here. So I think the DUP, rather than telling us all why they don't like this deal, perhaps should start working with the other parties to get the institutions up. And Arlene Foster said in a conference the other day she's very anxious to do that. So I think maybe she should make that the priority.